van Steen conducts Weber's Overture to Der Freischütz. There's a Haydn symphony in the hands of Gary Walker, and William Mathias conducts his own anniversary dances. And Choral Evensong at 4 o'clock comes live from New College, Oxford. That's tomorrow afternoon here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. It's 11:15 now this Tuesday evening, and it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
I'm Max Reinhardt. This is Late Junction, and welcome to a week filled with all things Zappa. That was Peaches on Regalia by Frank Zappa from the Hot Rats album. I've never really known where to file Zappa in my collection, and so I've always put him under jazz, although he swore that's not what he was. Perhaps I should have filed it under anything, anytime, any place, for no reason at all, because that's the name of an event that's happening this weekend on the 5th and the 6th and the 7th at the Roundhouse. It says in an explosion of all things Zappa, the Roundhouse will be transformed into a facsimile of Zappa's brain for you to police. Some of the events are free. There's questions and answer sessions with his son Dweezil, with his wife Gail, and also the London Sinfonietta are playing some of his music as well. Not only is it happening in London, the grandmothers, who are ex-mothers of invention, are also appearing on November the 3rd at the Deaf Institute in Manchester, and you'll be able to see Roy Estrada, Don Preston and Napoleon Murphy Brock. You see, the thing is, in December, Frank Zappa would have been 70 years old, and this is an anniversary that we're all going to celebrate together. Now here's something very non-Zappa. Victoria Williams, from her album Musings of a Creek Dipper, Periwinkle Sky. Bonfire by The Green Kingdom. That's electronica wizard Mike Cotone's project, and it certainly makes the flickering firelight, endless sparklers and the odd Catherine wheel that we'll be looking at next weekend seem like a fate to be desired, indeed embraced. Before that, Jan Novak and Robert Crouch, Untitled Landscape, from their Post installation. The London Jazz Festival is going to have a kind of vintage South African slice to their cake, and it's going to feature the Moatella Queens and Hugh Masekela. Here's the Moatella Queens with Town Hall, totally a cappella.
He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong. And I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, took me out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts. No more is our answer, but so no. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas. But I knew what was happening, I knew I was a genius. What's so strange if you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant for me. I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all after day, Graham Bell. They all after Edison and also when Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane, so just let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top. Told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong. And I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead. Cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last laugh on you. Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
in a wild crocodile. In a wild crocodile. In a wild crocodile. But not now, not now.
The mantra-like Big Ears by Savan. And it was actually a mantra, because she was in hospital and her sister was seriously ill. But don't worry, Nina got better. Indeed, you heard her play with Savan and Ruth Wall at a Late Junction session earlier this summer. And Savan included amongst her ensemble of musicians there Zoe Rahman on piano and Kuljit Bamra on tabla. Before that, another intriguing female artist. She's now 80 years old, Annie Ross, the Mitcham-born, LA-raised queen of bebop. And that was Twisted. Staying with intriguing artists, here's Mossel T et la Jovence. They're described as being inspired by the days when the working class still believed in paradise. These Occitan chansonniers aim to celebrate the glories of Marseille and revive a disappearing language. They also play some pretty dirty blues. Cerradas de la Mar.
Cerrada de la mar, quand l'eau pintre soulève, fa des fouillés de roses. Lugao est une jouillette, la rive est une année, passa au de du monde. L'auba resta secreta, tira dei dinduletta, si blento e rapido. L'au seu raio lo ciele, come un cheire un negre, ves l'invisibile buto. Cerrada de la mar, quand l'eau pintre soulève, fa des fouillés de rose. Tanca sur le lindau, ligado in lo silenzi, calù contro calù. Per viure lo moment, che lo tristi se sconde, e la linda rilila. Minuto piccionetto, desroba dalla fin, cansa maison la ville. Cerrada de la mar, quand l'eau pintre soulève, fa des fouillés de rose. Sur la pared d'en face, un grand linceau che secca, un velo de bâtel. Se l'auro buffo mai, s'anira visita, les estius de la terre. Li mescla mei canzoni all'entour della tavola dei frari e d'otto bar.
quand l'oubli très sous l'air va défouler des roses. Thank you.
In Pulverem Mortis, from Penderecki's St. Luke Passion, sung by Helsinki's Tapiola Chamber Choir, conducted by Juha Kuvanen. When Rudresh Mahantapa's father first came to live in the United States, one of the first questions he was asked was, "Are there clouds in India?" which is the starting point for this composition of the award-winning alto player Rudresh. With Vijay Iyer on piano, François Moutin on bass, and Elliot Humberto Cave on drums, "Are There Clouds in India?"
Thank you. Oh, your daddy's
Ionization by Varese, played by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pierre Boulez. An Ionization was one of the first classical records that Frank Zappa ever bought. Ah, yes, Frank Zappa. When are we going to get round to him? Don't worry, there's more Zappa coming up in this programme. Before that, Summertime, and release Open Your Little Earthling Hands by Letitia Sadia, who, of course, used to be part of Stereolab, but isn't anymore, as you could hear. But now, 14th century Italian music from Sinfonie, this time featuring not just Stevie Wishart on medieval fiddle and hurdy-gurdy, but also Jim Denley and Pedro Estevan on percussion. This is Cominciamento di Gioia.
Thank you. Thank you. gati ngikhohliwe inombolo yotwi maye wesos lina ma
Awungi Baleli and Gani by the Moatella Queens, some of the Mbakanga with which they are really associated. In fact, I think that one of the first gigs I ever did as a DJ was with the Moatella Queens back in Brixton in 1989, long time ago. And of course, the Moatella Queens are appearing with Hugh Masekela as part of the London Jazz Festival on Friday the 12th of November at the Royal Festival Hall in the South Park Centre in London. Now here's another piece from that wonderful 25 Years of New York New Music collection. This is The Gathering from Extended Family by Neil Rolnick. Thank you.
Thank you.
by Natasha Atlas. 'Tis the day of all days, my love, the day of our wedding. And she was joined on that wedding song by the Kemper String Orchestra of Istanbul, and it's from her new album, Munkaliba. Before that, Joanna McGregor played Gershwin's Fidgety Feet. And now another track from that 25 Years of New York New Music collection. We just heard a string quartet, but this is a vocal quartet. Mary Jane Leach's Night Blossoms, and it's based on a haiku by Yofu, which is very relevant to us this week of Guy Fawkes. Night cherry blossoms, tinted by the bonfire. That's the whole haiku. I like haikus. But just before that, well, we can't have a programme that mentions so much about Frank Zappa without having some smut in it. I think so. This is sort of blues that would never have got played on the radio. The way Son House recalls it, you could say anything at them Saturday night balls. They'd like to hear it. I don't care how dirty you made it. Well, Bo Carter didn't make it so much dirty as, well, filled with double entendres. I think you'll get his meaning. This is All Around Man.
No butcher son, I knew you couldn't tell the butcher man come, 'cause I'm a all-round man. Oh, I'm a all-round man. I mean I'm all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no plumber, no plumber son, I knew you screwing tell the plumber man come, 'cause I'm a all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean, I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now, I ain't no miller, no miller's son. I can do your grinding till the miller man come, 'cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean, I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Oh, baby, you know I'm all around, man. Now, I ain't no milkman, no milkman's son. I can pull your titties, tell the milkman come, 'cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean, I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no spring man, no spring man's son. I can bounce your springs till the spring man come, 'cause I'm a all-round man. Oh, I'm a all-round man. I mean I'm a all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no organ, no organ man's son. I can blow your hole till the organ man come, 'cause I'm a all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean, I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand.
Ooh. Let's take a lover's walk and see what we can find. There may be something there other lovers have left behind. Let's sit where lovers sat. Let's stand where lovers stood. Let's try and find a way through this lover's neighborhood. Well, they just slide and stumble. Well, they just slide and fall. Well, they just slide and stumble. Well, they don't move at all. On this lover's walk, I'm looking for a sign, and I'm looking for a clue. So on this lover's walk, let's watch what lovers do. Let's listen to them talk as I walk along. 'Cause I got a funny kind of feeling that we're doing something wrong. Well, they just slide and stumble. Well, they just slide and they fall. Well, they just slide and stumble down. Well, they don't move at all. On this lover's walk. Well, they just slide and stumble down. Well, they just slide and then they fall. Well, they just slide and they stumble down. They don't move at all on this lover's walk.
Jeb Loy Nichols singing his song Lover's Walk. And Jeb Loy Nichols, I think last time I saw him, he said he came from Tennessee, but right now he lives in Wales, and that's where he made that record, Only Time Will Tell, with Ian Gom. And now we move towards one of the meisterwerks of Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. It's the 1969 double album, Uncle Meat. This is Project X.
Thank you.
Reviot Istoniet Dnieper Shiroki, The Droning and Moaning Wide Dnieper River, by the Ukrainian Folk Song Ensemble. That's a traditional song arranged by Vyacheslav Grokovsky. And that takes us straight to the bottom of the vodka bottle for tonight's Lake Junction. But you can listen again to this programme over the next 7 days via the Radio 3 web pages. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow night with more Lake Junction and more Frank Zappa. But I'll leave you tonight with this version of Thelonious Monk's Reflections by Steve Lacy, recorded live at the Unerhört Festival in Zurich in November 2003.
Mm-hmm. Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Brahms for solo piano, his Handel Variations and Fugue, and a Mendelssohn piano trio. Those are in an hour's time from now. Until then, Anton Bruckner, a performance of Bruckner's boldest symphony. At any rate, that's what he called his sixth symphony, even if he was punning on the words kekster for boldest and sechster meaning sixth. He put the finishing touches to it in 1881, but sadly never heard a complete performance in the 15-odd years left to him afterwards. This one from 1980, and conducted by a man who knew his Bruckner better than most, the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra here, conducted by Eugen Jochum.